I love live performance, you know, and I think this really just comes out of trying to figure out why anyone would go. Why would you go see something live, you know?
Yeah, right.
Even though we all know that live performance is great and we love to be in the presence of the thing happening right in front of us, but what is it that's left? You know, why go? You know, so I've been experimenting with different ways that that the live thing becomes really essential. Like next year I'm writing an opera called The Whisper Opera, which only 10 people can see at a time. And it says in the score that it can't be recorded or performed or broadcast or amplified.
Or performed.
I mean, it can be performed, but it can't be recorded or amplified or broadcast. It can only be done live, and you have to be next to the singer to hear it, or you're not going to be able to hear it.
Wow.
And there only can be a few people doing it, you know, at a time,
right,
because
it's,
you know,
totally unamplified, right?
That's it, you know. And I just love the idea, you know, it's like some pieces will do very well recorded.
Right.
But we all know the experience of a piece that we've seen live, and then you hear the recording and you go, well, why did I like it so much, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
Or you hear something, you hear a violinist, you know, like your favorite violinist play something that's really fierce and scratchy live, and then they go into the studio
it's
and
really
play
nice
up all the
and
notes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then you go, well, what I really liked was the risk that it almost fell apart.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. That's, you know, I've actually, as someone who grew up on Reich, I always found that the recordings, I realized how much I loved it more when I saw it almost fall apart.
Yeah.
That then you're like, oh, this is actually great. Because those recordings are clean.
Right.
They're cleaned up. And you don't realize that, like, something like that octet is not a joke. Like, that those piano parts are hard as fuck.
They're really hard.
And they're not
have
like hard.
Have you played them?
Yes, I played the second piano. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Where did you play it?
It's a million years ago. It's cool.
Really?
Oh,
fantastic.
My God. It's,
yeah.
Really, have you played those things?
No, I haven't.
They're crazy. Because you do the pattern, and then you have to hit some totally fucked up part way up here, and then go back down here, and do the whole thing again forever, for 20 minutes. And you know, those recordings are so great. It doesn't occur to you that that's how they're put together.